因为你创造了万物，并且万物是因你的旨意被造而有的。
Revelation 4:11, You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they were created and have their being.
在约翰福音四章二十三节又这样说，那真正拜父的要用心灵和诚实拜他，因为父要这样的人拜他。
In Gospel John 4:23, The true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for they are the kind of worshippers the Father seeks.
神是个灵，所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他。
God is spirit, and his worshippers must worship in spirit and in truth.
今天我们在这里来赞美耶和华，在神的圣所赞美他。
Today we are gathered here to worship and praise the Lord.
请大家起立。
Please stand.
我们一起来唱，你真伟大。
Let's sing together.
请用你熟悉的语言，也请预备你的心。
Use your familiar language.
在宝座上，圣洁羔羊。 羊，我们步步敬拜你，心甘情愿以后永在，唯有你是全能真神。我在高歌唱尊贵羔羊，我们步步敬拜你，颂赞歌为荣耀天子，都会给你直到永远。光光之光，万古之主，唯有你一配得敬拜和尊崇。光光之光，万古之主，我们高举你生命直到永远。
再一次，
坐在宝座上，尊贵羔羊。
我们敬拜你，
Lord, we worship you.
你是昔在、今在、以后永在的神。
You are, you were, you are, and you will be, you are God.
你是创造宇宙万物的主宰。
You are the creator of the whole universe.
但是你却愿意爱我们这些卑微的人。
But you, would like to love us humble people.
甚至让你独生爱子耶稣基督，舍去天上的荣华。降生在这个世界上
and that you have sent your only begotten son forsaking his glory in the heaven and be born on this earth
不只是在我们当中谦谦卑卑地服侍传主的福音
not only humbly serve among us and pass on the gospel
而且为我们舍己
and then you sacrifice himself
为了我们的罪成了被杀的羔羊
you become the lamb that was slain for our sins
主我们感谢赞美你
Lord we thank and praise you
因为知道凡是被主宝血所涂抹的人都能够坦然无惧地来到诗人的宝座前
Because we know whoever been cleansed by your precious blood that we can come before your throne without any fear
我们今天站在你的宝座前来赞美敬拜你
Lord we stand before your throne and to praise you
真的是以感恩的心来发出赞叹说神啊你真伟大
That we can give from our heart how great thou art with a thankful heart.
主啊，你的慈爱不只是伟大，而且细腻。
Lord, that your love is not only great, but also in detail.
主啊，看到我们多少的弟兄姐妹在生活当中经历各样的困难。
Lord, that we have seen many different kinds of difficulties in our brothers and sisters' life.
但是主，你就用你的恩手托住我们每一位。
But you have used your grace hand to support all of us.
你也教导我们弟兄姐妹在这当中如何彼此带导彼此关怀。
You have teach us how to pray for each other within our brothers and sisters.
虽然每一位弟兄姐妹经过困难的时间长短不一样。
Although that we may endure difficult times of different lengths.
主啊，但是我们看到一位一位你都带他们走过来了。
But we can see that one by one you have led them through.
我们心中真是充满感恩
Lord, we are filled with thanksgiving
想到在 今年特别这个暑假，有许多弟兄姐妹会一一的搬离开这个地方。
And Lord, we have thought about many brothers and sisters will move away from here this summer.
想到昨天，Mavis 也开车搬到 Boston 去。
Remember that the Mavis family has drive and moved to Boston.
还有几位弟兄姐妹现在也就开始在准备搬家。
And several other brothers and sisters are prepared to move.
所以想到他们要搬离开的时候，我们心中舍不得。
We really don't like to see them go when we think about their moving.
但是我们又打从心里为他们高兴。
But then we are happy for them on the other hand.
因为看到你的恩典在他们身上。
Because we know your grace is upon them.
看到你的工作在他们的生命中。
That your work is upon their lives.
我们知道啊，你与他们往前来去。
We know that you will go with them wherever they go.
在新的地方，他们会继续为主发光。
That they will lighten up for you in the place they will go.
我们就感谢你。
We thank you.
所以我们也想到，再过一两个月，我们要迎接一批批从各地方来的新生。
And Lord, we know that after a few months, that a couple of months, that there will be new students coming to among us.
主啊，求你赐给我们每个人爱心和意愿。
Lord, that you give us this willing heart and love.
让我们每个人照着自己的能力。来帮助新生
that according to our abilities that we can help those newcomers
我们想到我们多少人刚来的时候也接受帮助
that we think about that when we were newcomers ourselves that we have been receiving help
甚至我们是因此第一次经历到在耶稣基督里的爱
and many of us that is the first time that we experienced the love of Christ
主啊你我们祷告你让我们很多人在帮助接待新生的事情上有机会参与而且是喜乐的参与
And Lord that we pray that many people can participate and can participate with a happy heart to welcome the newcomers
我们也为我们许多团契的还有我们整个教会的需要来祷告
We also pray for the needs of the church and the fellowship
愿意在今年来的新生当中主啊你也赐给我们一些爱主的弟兄姐妹
that Among the newcomers you will give us the brother and sister that love you
让我们能够配搭服事同心来建造这个教会
that we can serve together in ministry and build this church
我们把我们今天的聚会恭恭敬敬仰望
Lord we dedicate our worship to you
让我们听主你话语我们在敬拜的时候我们心中有从上头来的喜乐
and let us listen to your words and we can be filled with the joy coming from above
更愿你在我们的敬拜当中你得到满足，你得到荣耀。
And you will be satisfied and glorified among our worship.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayers.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen. 请坐。
Please be seated.
下面是起应的时间。
Now it's worship in responsive reading.
今天起应的经文在教会诗歌本的766页。
In your hymn book.Number page 7666
请沈虎俊弟兄
Father Shane will lead us in responsive reading Number 74 in page 766 in your hymn book
请大家翻到生命圣诗第766页
In your hymn book number page 766
经文选读74篇
Number 74
我来读细体字请弟兄姐妹读粗体字
I'll read the regular font to please respond with the bold font
你们是世上的盐盐若失了味怎能叫他再咸呢以后无用不过丢在外面被人践踏了
你们是世上的光啊行道在世上是为了人
人点灯不放在斗底下是放在灯台上就照亮一家的人
你的光啊也让人照亮照在人前叫他们看见你的好行为并将他们叫飞给你在天上的
我们没有一个人为自己活也没有一个人为自己死
我们若活着是为主而活若死了是为主而死所以我们或活 事。
不可叫你的善被人毁谤，因为神的国不在乎吃喝，只在乎公义、和平并圣灵中的喜乐。
你们晓得至今就是该圣召会信徒的时候，因为我们就得救，天地已出现的时候就近了。
黑夜已深，白昼将近，我们就当脱去暗卫的行为，带上光明的兵器。
行事为人要端正，好像行在白昼，不可荒谬醉酒，不可好色情色，不可生性嫉妒。
总要披戴主耶稣基督，不要为肉体安排去放纵私欲。
使你们能得着平安，行事为人在关于这件事上面做出成假如家的反应。你们现在这个时代中好像如光照耀。
感谢神的话。
Thank Lord for his words. Now is worshiping offering.
奉献是每个基督徒应尽的义务。
Offering is a responsibility for Christians.
我们的神悦纳我们甘心乐意的奉献。
God pleases our offerings out of a pleasant heart.
如果您还不理解奉献的意义，还没有预备。
If you do understand the meaning of offering or haven't prepared.
请您恭恭敬敬地把奉献袋传给下一位。
We just pass it back on.
在收奉献的时候，我们来唱将最好的献主。
We will sing the hymn, give your best to the master. Gracious Father, we ask you to accept this money out of our faith, to be used in your ministry. We ask you to use this offering to fulfill the needs in life. for these offerings to become the to help in life. I thank and praise this is in Jesus Christ's name. Our scripture reading is in Gospel Mark, chapter 4, 1 to 20.
如果你用的是教会的圣经，请翻到66页。
It's in your church Bible, New Testament, page 66.
马可福音四章，耶稣又在海边教训人，有许多人到他那里聚集，他只得上船坐下，船在海里，众人都靠近海，站在岸上，耶稣就用比喻教训他们许多道理，在教训之间对他们说，你们听啊，有一个撒种的出去撒种，撒的时候有落在路旁的，飞鸟来吃尽了，有落在土浅石头地里地上的，土地不深，发苗最快，日头出来一晒，因为没有根就枯干了。有落在荆棘里的，荆棘长起来把它挤住了，就不结实。又有落在好土里，就发生长大，结实有30倍的，有60倍的，有100倍的。又说，有耳可听的就当听。无人的时候，跟随耶稣的人和12个门徒问他这比喻的意思，耶稣对他们说，神国的奥秘是叫你们知道，若是对外人讲，凡事就用比喻，叫他们看是看见却不晓得，听是听见却不明白，恐怕他们回转过来就得赦免。又对他们说，你们不明白这比喻吗？这样怎能明白一切的比喻呢？撒种之人所撒的就是道，那撒在路旁的就是人听了道，撒旦立刻来把撒在他心里的道夺了去，那撒在石头地上的就是人听了道立刻欢喜领受，但他心里没有根，不过是暂时的，以致为道遭了患难或受了逼迫，立刻就跌倒了。还有那撒在荆棘里的，就是人听了道，后来有世上的思虑、钱财的迷惑或别样的私欲进来，把道挤住了，就不能结实。那撒在好地上的，就是人听道又领受，并且结实，有30倍的，有60倍的，有100倍的。我们把时间交给牧师。
Thank you, Francisco.
弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
Okay. 在这个月，我用3次的讲道带大家来看撒种的比喻。今天是第三讲。
This month I use 3 sermons to look at these parables of sowing the seed. Today is the 3rd lecture.
在马太、马可、路加福音当中，总共记载了大约40个耶稣的比喻。
In Gospel Matthew, Mark, and Luke has about 40 parables.
其中只有少数几个比喻是三卷福音书都记载的。
But there are only a few parables that's recorded in all 3 Gospels.
那撒种的比喻是这少数的其中之一。
And this parable of sowing seeds is one of them.
而且在众比喻当中，它还有几点非常独特的地方。
Among all the parables, there are several unique attributes.
第一是，耶稣才一讲完撒种的比喻，门徒们马上意识到，耶稣用这个比喻讲道非比寻常。
First, that the immediately after Jesus finished the parable, the disciples had feel there's something uncommon in this parable.
在那之前，耶稣已经很多次是向大批的群众讲道。
There are many times that Jesus has preached to the multitude.
但是那一天面对这么大的一批群众，耶稣讲道的时候用了撒种的比喻。
But at that very day, to the multitude, Jesus has used this parable of sowing seed.
而且圣经说，从那一天开始，耶稣对群众讲道都只用比喻的方式。
And according to the Bible, from that day on, that whenever Jesus preached to the multitude, he always used parables.
所以那一天讲撒种的比喻，是耶稣在世上传道进入一个新的阶段的开始。
So at that day, when Jesus used this parable of sowing seed, this is a new stage for Jesus preaching on earth.
那等到群众散了之后，门徒马上就来找耶稣。
And when the multitude has gathered and the disciples had found Jesus immediately.
他们一方面问耶稣说，哎，这比喻是什么意思？
On the one hand, they asked Jesus that what does he mean in this parable?
同时他们也想知道耶稣对众人讲话为什么要用比喻。
On the other hand, they would like to know why Jesus used parables to preach to the multitude.
那耶稣的回答我在前两次讲到已经提过，今天就不再重复。
Jesus answered that I have mentioned in the previous two sermons, so I will not repeat today.
撒种的比喻第二方面独特的地方是三卷福音书不只记载了比喻的本身，还把耶稣对比喻进一步的解释也记载了下来。
The second unique attribute in these parables is that not only was recorded in all three gospels, but also they recorded the further explanations.
根据马可福音的记载，
According to the Gospel of Mark,
自从耶稣开始用比喻的方式来向群众讲道之后，他都会在群众散去之后再私下把比喻的意义解释给门徒听。
According to the Gospel of Mark, after that Jesus has used parables to preach to the multitude, then after the, multitude has gathered, they were alone with the disciples, he explained everything.
所以其实每一个比喻，门徒不只是听了比喻，还听过了耶稣进一步的解释。
So for every parable, the disciples have heard the parables and its explanation.
但是后来门徒在写福音书的时候，其他的比喻都只记载比喻的内容，只有撒种的比喻及另外一两个比喻，他们也记载了比喻的详细解释。
So when the disciples wrote down the gospels, most of the parables they have only the content of this parable. Only this parable and one or few others they have recorded the explanations.
那撒种的比喻第三方面独特的地方跟这一点有一点点关系。
The third unique place is also related to this.
根据马可福音的记载，门徒来问耶稣撒种比喻的意义，耶稣对他们说，你们不明白这比喻吗？这样怎能明白一切的比喻呢？
According to Gospel Mark, when disciples come to ask Jesus about the meaning of this parable, Jesus said, don't you understand this parable? How then will you understand any parable?
于是耶稣就用撒种的比喻训练教导门徒如何解释比喻。
So Jesus using this parable of sowing seed to teach disciples how to understand parables.
所以撒种的比喻在解释比喻的要领上有很特别的示范功用。
So this parable of sowing seed has a extraordinary function in explaining all the other parables.
不过有一件事情值得一提，
There's one thing that worthy of mention.
如果大家喜欢读书，多读一些圣经注释书的话，会发现对于撒种的比喻在细节的解释上，好多人的看法很不一样。
If you read the commentaries, you will actually notice that there are many different versions of explanation.
怎么会这样呢？
How can it be?
让我分享一下我的看法。
Let me share my point of view.
我们首先要记得耶稣先讲了撒种的比喻。
We first have to remember, Jesus has talked about this parable of sowing seed first.
之后又讲了撒种比喻的解释。
Then he further is going on for the explanation.
所以撒种的比喻怎么样解释，耶稣已经提出了清楚的答案。
So Jesus has already clearly said about the explanation about this parable.
今天一些圣经注释书的差别不在于撒种比喻如何解释。
So in this commentary, the difference is not how to explain this parable.
而是当他们想进一步解释耶稣的解释的时候，在一些细节上产生不同的看法。
And the difference coming from when they want to explain what is Jesus' explanation, then all come all the difference.
那这样的研究圣经在某个程度范围之内是合情合理的。
This is reasonable in trying to study the Bible.
虽然大家对细节的领受不太相同，只要主要的信息抓准了 就不会有太大的偏差。
Even your understanding in detail may be different, but if you hold on to the main message clearly, then there will be not too much problem.
那么撒种比喻主要的信息是什么呢？
And what is the main message in this the parable of sowing seed?
很明显，耶稣在指出一个事实。
It's obvious that Jesus point out a fact.
就是他向这么大一群人讲到。就好像撒种的人把 种子大把大把的撒出去一样。
When Jesus preached to the multitude, and it's like the farmers had sowed a lot of seeds outside.
但是他所讲的道在每个人身上会产生不一样的果效。
But God's words have different functions in people's hearts.
值得特别注意的是，马太、马可、路加三卷福音书都记载一件事。
It is worthy of mention that the Gospel Matthew, Mark, and Luke they record the same thing.
就是耶稣才讲完撒种的比喻，他就特别向所有的群众说：“有耳可听的就应当听。”
So right after Jesus saying about this parable, he said to the multitude, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear."
他很显然的在提醒大家，他所讲的道之所以会在众人身上产生不同的果效。关键是在于每一个人听的态度不一样。
It is obvious that he's reminding people that his words will give different results based on their attitudes.
所以造成差别的原因不在种子。
So the difference does not come from the seed.
撒出去的种子一模一样。
The seed that was sown is the same.
问题是在每一个听到的人，他的心田的状况不一样。
But the feel of our hearts for every listeners are different.
这个比喻有另外一件事情也讲得很清楚。
This parable has also clearly talking about another thing.
就是撒种者的期望是在撒出种子之后能够结出果子。
Is that the farmer's expectation is that every seed can bear fruit.
无论是30倍、60倍还是100倍，只要结果子都是好的，重点是要结出果子。
Whether they're multiplying by 30, 60 or even 100 times, as long as they bear fruit, it is good.
只有结出果子才是正常的。
Only bearing fruit, it is normal.
只有结出果子的才达到了耶稣撒种的时候心中所期望达到的目的。
Only bearing fruit that will achieve the expectation for Jesus sowed the seed.
圣经当中常常用结果子的树、多结果子的树来描述神所祝福的丰盛的人生。
In the Bible, it's many times we use the tree that bearing fruit.To describe a full life.
比如圣经说约瑟是多结果子的树枝。
Like in Genesis, it says Joseph is a fruitful vine.
在诗篇第一篇和耶利米书十七章都讲到这个敬畏爱神的人会按时候结果子。
In Psalm and Jeremiah, it all talk about that a fruitful life or bear fruit in season.
不只是按时的结果，而且结果不止。
Not only they bear fruit in seasons, but they will never fail to bear fruit.
那诗篇另外两篇里面也提到，这个义人到年老的时候，仍要结果子。
And you also say that the righteous will stay fresh and green and bear fruit.
从反面来说，耶稣也讲过一些相当严厉的警告。
On the other hand, that Jesus has used some very stern warning.
曾经有一大群人要来听他讲道的时候，耶稣说：“凡不结好果子的树，就砍下来丢在火里。”
He preached the multitude for saying that every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire.
他也曾经对犹太人的宗教领袖说：“我告诉你们，神的国必从你们夺去。”赐给那能结果子的百姓。
He also preached to the Jewish leaders, saying that therefore I tell you that the kingdom of God will taken away from you and given to a people who will produce its fruit.
而耶稣曾经用一句话来说明他来到这世上的目的。
And Jesus has used one sentence to describe his purpose to this world.
他说我来了是要叫人得生命，并且得得更丰盛。
He said that I have come that they may have life and have it to the full.
他怎么能够让人得丰盛的生命呢？
How can he let people to have a full life?
他说我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，藏在我里面的，我也藏在他里面，这人就多结果子。
He says, I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing.
同样一段圣经，一章圣经又讲了两点。
in the same passage has mentioned two more points.
结果子是耶稣门徒的记号。
Bearing fruit is the symbol of the disciple.
结果子也是耶稣门徒的使命。
Bearing fruit is the mission of the disciple.
今年六七八月，我们主日信息的主题是活出满结果子的人生。
In the summer, our Sunday theme is living a fruitful life.
目的就是带着大家一同来思想，这些跟结果子有关的事情。
So we can carefully think about these things about bearing fruit.
让我们晓得怎么样照顾养育我们灵魂的果树。
So that we know how to cultivate these fruit trees of our spirit.
让我们这一生活得丰盛、有意义、结满了甜美的果子。
So we can have a full, meaningful, and fruitful life.
那我特别用三次的讲道来讲撒种的比喻，因为这个比喻里面讲到三种拦阻人结果子的原因。
I use three sermons because in this parable he has used three reasons that can block people bearing fruit.
我们已经谈过了第一种问题。
We have talked about the first problem.
找这个图找了我好久。
I tried to find it for a long time.
第一种问题就是心硬的问题。
This one is from the hardened heart.
有些人心里的状况就像农田旁边人走的路一样。
Yes, people's fields of heart is like the road along the farm.
So 完全硬绷绷的。
It's so much hardened.
有些人听了福音，对福音的反应，他根本没反应。
Somebody they listen to the gospel, but they have no response.
就像种子撒在路旁一样。
It's just like they're thrown to the road.
不会往下生根，也不会往上生长。
They cannot root down and cannot grow up.
我们也看过了第二种有问题的情形。
We also have seen the second problem.
就是种子落在土浅石头地。
They go on the shallow soil.
这些人一听得到反应就很好。
And once they heard the gospel, they have good response.
很快就有积极热心的表现。
They have positive and enthusiastic expressions.
就好像植物种子才撒下去没几天就开始冒出芽了。
It's like less than a few days that they have already budding.
问题是在浅浅的泥土下面有大块大块的石头。
The problem is under the shallow soil, there's a big rock.
让根根本没有办法往下走。
There's no way the root can continue growing down.
后来遇到困难就经不起考验，就跌倒枯干了。
So when the difficulty comes and they fall and wither.
这样的人后来也没有结出果。
These kind of people do not bear fruit.
今天我们要看的是第三种不结果子的情形。
Today we are going to look at the third condition that people cannot bear fruit.
就是长满荆棘的心田。
It is a field of hearts that full of thorns.
种子撒下去是落在泥土里了。
The seed has fallen to the good soil.
下面没有大石头，所以可以往下扎根。
There's no rock, so the root can go down.
问题是上面长满了荆棘。
But the problem is up there it is full of thorns.
植物才往上长没多久就被荆棘缠绕了。
So the plant grow up and being choked by the thorns.
挤住了就没有办法继续长，也就结不出果实。
They are choked and cannot grow any further, so they cannot bear fruit.
耶稣解释得很清楚。
Jesus explained very clearly.
荆棘代表的就是世上的思虑、钱财的迷惑和别样的私欲。
The thorn represents the worries of this life, the deceitfulness of wealth, and the desires of other things.
这三方面有一个共同的特色。
There are one common feature among the three things.
就是他们都占据了人的心思意念。
That they occupy people's minds.
如果不妥善处理的话，它不但会占据人的心，而且会越占越多。
If you don't deal with it carefully, it will occupy your heart and occupy more and more.
举一些实例。
Let me use some examples.
我住在洛杉矶的时候，来过华人教会的人非常多。
When I lived in Los Angeles, there are many Chinese have come to church.
有很多人对教会的印象很好。
They have very good impressions on the church.
他们喜欢来参加教会的活动。
They like to participate in the church activity.
肯定圣经的教导。
They are very confirmed the teaching in the Bible.
也羡慕过那种蒙神祝福的人生。
And they are very envy the life that with God's blessing.
但是他们的生活真的是好像有荆棘缠身，让他们想突破也突破不了。
But their life is choked by these thorns that they cannot make any breakthrough.
他们的荆棘是什么呢？
What are the thorns?
最常见的原因就是忙着做生意。
The most common reason is they are very busy in their business.
忙着赚更多的钱。
They are busy to earn more money.
忙着房子越买越大。
Busy to buy bigger and bigger houses.
还要搬进越来越高级的社区。
Move to better neighborhoods.
那样的想法和生活形态就紧紧地缠绕着他们。
That kind of lifestyle has choked them so tightly.
好像已经成为他们自身的一部分。
And become part of themselves.
难以切割。
Very difficult to cut apart.
难以改变。
Very difficult to change.
这是他们的荆棘。
This is their thorn.
在搬到洛杉矶之前，我在 Silicon Valley 也住过一年半。
Before I moved to Los Angeles, I have lived in Silicon Valley.
那边的人绝大多数都是做高科技的工程师。
There are people live there are mostly engineers for high tech.
大家背景很像，生活也比较单纯。
They have very similar backgrounds. They have simple life.
但是他们也有他们的荆棘。
But they have their thorn.
对很多人来说，他们的荆棘就是工作。
For many of them, their thorns are their job.
那边的房子很贵。
The real estate is really expensive.
为了养房子，很多夫妻都是没有选择的，两人都必须工作。
In order to pay the house loan, that there's no choice, but both of husband and wife have to work.
薪水是很高，但工作压力很大。
The salary are high, but there's much pressure in the job.
一般的公司经济情形一不好，就解雇遣散一批人。
And the company have some difficulties, they lay people off.
所以工作的保障很低。
So there's no job security.
不少人就因为担心害怕就不敢不加班。
So many people because of fear they work over hours.
我们的一位朋友本来在洛杉矶我们的电脑公司工作，那时候他每天下午六点多下班，在同事当中已经算很认真了。
I have a friend that worked in Los Angeles before and at that time he worked until like 6 p.m. and that was considered a serious work already.
后来他转到 Silicon Valley 工作，下午七点多离开公司，很多同事都还没走。
When he moved to Silicon Valley, even he left after 7 p.m., he feels that many of his colleagues haven't left yet.
所以他回家吃晚饭，越吃心越不安。
So he went back home and had dinner, and then he feel worried.
吃完饭就又回公司再多干点活。
After dinner, he just went back to the company and do more.
虽然我只在 Silicon Valley 住了一年半，对那种与工作有关的荆棘印象非常深刻。
I was deeply impressed by these thorns. Even I only lived there for 1.5 years.
在我那时候去的教会里面，很多人都是 Stanford Berkeley 毕业的硕士、博士，在聪明才干上都非常的出色。
And for the church I went to, that there are many master and PhD from Stanford and Berkeley, and they are very, very smart people.
但是工作几乎完全耗掉了。他们的所有的时间跟心力
but their work has entirely worn off their heart and effort.
他们被荆棘缠身，总是显得非常的疲累。
They always feel so tired because they are choked by the thorns.
没有心力多追求长进。
There's no more strength to grow any further.
甚至常常说没有时间读经祷告。
And many times they say they have no time to read the Bibles or prayer.
据我看，我们在 Ithaca 的人，面对的挑战跟 Silicon Valley 的比较像。
If I look at Ithaca, that our challenges are similar to the Silicon Valley.
工作也带给我们很多的压力和忧虑。
The work has bring us many worries and challenges.
工作就像荆棘一样，一直在我们的心中一直长。
Work is like the thorns that continue to grow in our heart.
占据了越来越大的地位
，occupy more and more of our heart.
连带着就把我们原来对神的道可以有回应的空间挤压得越来越小。
So that the part in our heart that can respond to the Lord has been choked to be smaller and smaller.
另外在这二十多年当中我接触的人当中有一些人让我非常的感叹。
And there are also, I have a lot of stories for people I have encountered.
他们曾经多年的时间接受神的道的喂养。
There are many, many years they have been cultivated by God's word.
但是后来却被荆棘缠身。
But then they are being choked by these thorns.
不但没有结出果子。
Not only that they cannot bear fruit.
而且活出来的生活就好像一个人从来没有听过神的道一样。
And the life they lived out is like a person who has never heard God's word.
我就遇到过几位年轻读书的时候曾经是固定参加团契和教会的。
I have met several people. When they were young, they have constantly participated in church and fellowship.
有几位还曾经是非常非常的活跃。
And many of them are very enthusiastic.
但是后来进了社会之后，他们就被荆棘缠身，越缠越紧，到后来完全从教会消失。
So when they start working, they have been choked by these thorns, and they finally entirely disappear from church.
我们教会成立英文堂之后，就有机会接触到更多在美国长大来康奈尔读大学部的这些学生。
After we have the English congregations in our church, I have an opportunity to encounter these college students.
我经常接到一些家长的电话。
I very often receive phone calls from the parents.
是他们的孩子来到康奈尔读书之后，什么团契跟教会都不去，所以他们家长请教会帮忙。
So their parents ask for the church help because their children stopped going to church after coming to Cornell.
我们要知道这些家长他们自己是去教会的。
We know that these parents themselves, they go to church.
他们的孩子本来从小也跟着去教会。
And when the children are young, they also go to church.
这些孩子上过很多年的儿童主日学。
These kids have participated in many years of Sunday school.
神的道在他们心中并不是一点根都没有。
That God's word is not like there's no root in their heart.
但是为什么这些孩子后来不去教会了呢？
But why those kids stop going to church?
因为在他们成长的过程当中，生活当中开始长出荆棘。
And because that during their growth,the thorn has also grown.
越长越多，越长越满。
More and more thorns and fill their heart.
到后来心中就再没有多少空处给主。
And there's no more space for the Lord.
看到这些可悲的现象，原谅我说一句很重的话。
Let me, after seeing these pathetic situations, let me use a very heavy word.
需要负最大责任的是父母。
That the responsibility falls to the parents.
我们多少基督的父母一方面送孩子去上儿童主日学，一方面又允许荆棘在他们的生活当中越长越多。
On the one hand, parents send your kids to the Sunday school, but on the other hand, you allow the thorns to grow in their heart.
甚至有一些荆棘之所以会成长，从一开始就是父母自己造成的。
Many times the thorn will grow in the first place is because the parent hasmade it happen.
我们非常的热心，要孩子学这个学那个，参加这个活动参加那个活动。
We enthusiastically ask our kids to learn this and that and participate in this activity and that.
孩子同时学那么多东西怎么会不忙？
How can they not be busy if they learn so many things?
他们时间表怎么会不排得满满的？
How can their schedule not full?
等到上了初中高中，功课越来越重。
When they go to middle and high school, they have more and more schoolwork.
还有这些各式各样的活动，如果还要继续，孩子哪还会有精力？
With all these many activities, how can they still have friends?
到底我们这些基督徒父母心目当中觉得最重要的是什么？
What is the most important thing in the parents' mind?
我们让孩子参加这么多活动，真的是爱他们吗？
It's really because of our love that we ask them to go to all these activities?
真的是为让他们有一个丰盛的人生吗？
It really led them to have a full life?
还是我们一心一意的只是为了要满足虚荣心？
Or this is just to satisfy your own vanity?
或者是为了他们进一个能够将来能够让我们引以为傲的大学？
So that they can go into a university that we ourselves feel proud.
如果这是我们的心态，
if this is our attitude,
我们就是孩子生命中长满荆棘的罪魁祸首。
Then we are the people responsible for all these thorns.
为了一些活动，很多父母允许孩子牺牲主日的聚会。
For all these activities, the parents allow the children to sacrifice the Sunday activity.
为了孩子功课没做完，也允许他们主日不来聚会。
They didn't finish their homework. They don't have to come to church on Sunday.
在家赶作业，在家补睡眠。
So they can catch up sleep or catch up homework at home.
甚至有的时候不是孩子不想来聚会。
Sometimes it's not that your kids don't want to come to church.
是家长用惩罚的方式说，你如果功课没做完，就不让你来参加聚会。
The parents saying that if you don't finish your homework, then you cannot come to church.
弟兄姐妹，我们这些做父母的需要反省。
Brothers and sisters, that we parents really need to be reminded.
我们也需要小心。
We need to be careful.
因为一些选择，我们一旦做错了。后来就很难扭转改变。
We've made the wrong choices in the beginning. It's very difficult to change in the later time.
如果我们真的希望我们的孩子将来去读大学之后还能够信主爱主，
If we really hope our children can really love the Lord and believe in the Lord after they go to college.
在他们从小学、初中、高中一步步的成长过程当中，我们实在需要像一个有智慧的园丁好好牧养看顾他们灵命的成长。
In their grade and middle and high school, that we need to be like the gardener to be really careful, cultivate for their heart, field of heart.
我讲这些话语重心长，并不是因为啊，我只看到别人的失败。
I say this not because I see others' failure.
而是我自己都觉得我不能不反省我哪些地方做得不对，做得不足。
Is that I have reminded myself that there are many parts that I fail and I haven't done enough.
这个责任重大，挑战艰巨。
This is such a serious, responsibility and challenge.
我们要小心防止荆棘在自己的生命当中长出。
We need to be careful that the thorns is not growing in our own heart.
我们也要小心看顾我们孩子的灵命。
We also need to be careful for thorns not to be grown in their hearts.
等到孩子越来越大，我们能够在他身上产生的影响就越来越小。
When the kids growing older and older, our influence on them is become smaller and smaller.
等到你发现问题严重的时候，恐怕除了借着祷告交托给主之外，求神怜悯之外，什么都没办法做。
When you find the problem become too serious, then you can only pray and ask for God's mercy. And there's nothing else you can do.
那么要对付荆棘的问题，只有两个简单的要领。
To face the problem of thorns, there are two key elements you can do.
第一是要越早越好。
The first is the early the better.
一旦发现荆棘有存在的迹象，需要尽快把它铲除掉。
Once you find that there may be existence of the thorns, you need to get rid of it.
根本不要让它有继续成长的空间。
Not allowing any space for you to continue to grow.
让我们记得什么是荆棘。
Let's remember what are those thorns.
荆棘就是那些会占据我们心思意念，而且会越占越多、喧宾夺主的东西。
The thorns are those things that will occupy our mind, and we will grow more and more, and from minor to become major.
所以一旦察觉有什么事或什么东西有这样的本质，就要趁早对付。
If we see anything that's got this kind of quality, we need to deal with it earlier.
比如说我和我太太很幸运电脑硕士毕业之后找到很好的工作。
For example, I'm my wife after we graduate from a computer science, then we find a good job.
我们一方面很兴奋，一方面又记得住在 Silicon Valley 的时候看过多少人的工作成为拦阻他们成长的荆棘。
At one hand, we're very excited, but on the other hand, we remember that we have seen all these many people in Silicon Valley.They worked so hard.
所以我们两个人做了一个很清楚的决定。
So we made a very clear decision.
就是每天只工作八小时不加班。
I'm only going to work 8 hours every day, not working over hours.
这个决定大家坐在这里听啊，可能觉得没什么。
You sit here and listen to it, may not feel this is too bad.
但在加州的电脑公司当中，这是非常少见的事情。
But in California, a computer company, this is very rare.
我们一开始这样去做的时候也遇到很大的困难。
When we start doing this, we have faced a lot of difficulties.
尤其是有一些同事，他们是老板还没走，他们不敢走的。
There are many colleagues, before the boss has gone, they dare go.
他们不敢走的时候，看我们夫妇却毫无忌讳地走，每天准时上下班，他们心里很不平衡的。
They dare go and they see our top, we have gone, according to ours.And they are not balanced at all.
所以他们是背后或当面讲一些很难听的话。
They use very bad words behind our backs.
但是感谢主，我们祷告之后心情得释放。
But actually, after prayer, our heart has been delivered.
我们就不理那些批评和压力，后来就得胜。
So we can ignore those criticisms and we are gain our victory.
后来有一个教会遇到一些人，他们看我们啊有这么多时间追求成长、参加侍奉，他们说：“哎呀，那是因为你们工作轻松。”
Even in the church that people think that we have time to dedicate to the church, they say, that's just because you have very light job.
哇，我们没选择，我们工作好辛苦啊，没时间，没体力。
Like us, that we are our work, we have to work so hard and we have no strength left.
我知道，今天的确还是有人活着像奴隶一样的生活。
I know that people can live like a slave today.
有些人的确被老板压榨到喘不过气。
Some people really have been slaved by their boss, cannot breathe at all.
但是实际上今天绝大多数成为工作的奴隶的人，并不是因为他们真正没有选择，而是他们自己选择活得像奴隶。
But really, the people who have been slaved by their work is not that they have no choice, but they choose to be a slave for their jobs.
一开始是他们自己给荆棘很大的成长空间。
They allow this much space for the thorn to grow.
荆棘长大了就成为了他们的捆绑，绑到他们无法解脱。
The thorn has grown so much and become a choke them, and they have no way to be delivered.
所以一些 学生毕业的时候找到工作，我一方面恭喜他们，一方面也会给他们一个提醒。
When the student get jobs, on the one hand I give them congratulations, on the other hand I give them reminders.
就是务必要在每天的工作时数上设定一个清楚的界限。
And you need to set an upper limit for your working hours.
而且要从上班的第一天就坚持每天只做那么多时数。
And then decide to start from the first day of your job.
这是你可以做的选择。
This is the choice you can make.
你选择坚定的去做工作，就不可能成为你的荆棘。
If you have chosen this from the beginning, then the work cannot be the thorn.
如果你自动放弃这个选择，就是你自己任凭荆棘长大来捆绑你。
If you forsake this choice, then you allow the thorn to choke you.
后来你被绑得很痛苦，不要在那里怨天尤人了。
If you really been choked very hard, then don't complain.
因为自己要负最大的责任。
Because you are responsible.
在养育孩子上，我们也要照同样的原则。
When we raise our children, it's also the same principle.
我们家的孩子跟别人家孩子一样，都会遇到活动跟主日聚会撞到一起的时候。
Our children, like any other children, their activities were conflict with the church activities.
我知道这种情形发生是真的很头痛啊。
This is such a headache when this happens.
但是我们知道，如果允许孩子因为一个活动主日就不参加聚会，就是允许这样的荆棘在他们生命当中开始生长。
But if we allow this situation to happen, we allow the thorn to grow.
所以我们早早就把原则定清楚，把一些门先给它关掉。
So we set this principle and close the doors in the very beginning.
其实我们若坚守原则，神会悦纳，神也会为我们开一条路。
Actually, if we stick to the principle, and God will open the way.
我的小女儿拉小提琴。
Tina practice violin.
尤其是跟乐团到别的城市去演出。
And they have, she has concerts in other cities.
要去之前就先跟乐团的负责人讲清楚，他主日早上要去当地的教会参加崇拜。
Before she goes, then she will be very clear that she needs to go to a Sunday worship in other city.
结果他不但去了，还有乐团的人跟着他去。
So not only she went to the Sunday worship, but the other people in the band also go.
同样的，我们不只是在教会的崇拜当中鼓励基督徒啊，一信主就应该早早开始。在金钱奉献上操练信心。
That we encourage our brothers and sisters to practice their faith by offering.
在家中也要趁着孩子还小的时候就教导他们要学习至少十分之一的奉献。
And when the children are young, we need to ask them to practice tithing.
这些事情早点开始做。
These kind of things we need to start early.
就不容易让那些哎呦舍不得啊。信心不够的荆棘越长越多。
So the thorns of lack of faith will not grow more and more.
类似这些事情，你一旦察觉到这可能会长出荆棘，最好的做法就是早早封锁掉它成长的机会。
If you have sensed that these thorns are going to grow, you need to stop them growing the earliest possible.
虽然采取这些行动不容易。
It is very difficult to take such action.
但是比它长得好大之后，带来的头痛来说，现在处理的代价要小多了。
But actually, this is very small cost if you compare with when the thorn become very big and cause much headache.
越早做越容易。
The earlier, the easier.
所以这是第一个要领。
This is the first principle.
如果很不幸荆棘已经长得相当有规模了，
If very unfortunately the thorn is already very very
big, 密密麻麻缠着你怎么办？
And it choke you so tightly.
这时候就需要第二个原则。
And you need the second principle.
那就是不砍则已，要砍就快刀斩乱麻。
That you have to use a very sharp knife.
要有彻底的决心。
That you have to set a very firm determination.
非把它砍干净不可。
That you will clear all of them.
动作要快。
You have to have a fast action.
一鼓作气，一气呵成。
That you will do in one attempt without interruption.
曾经有两位姐妹在教会认识啊，很谈得来，就成为了好朋友。
There are two sisters in my church. They talk very well and they become very good friends.
后来遇到一个很难得赚钱的机会，两个人就合伙做生意。
And they find an opportunity to earn money, so they become business partners.
公司一开果然赚钱。
The company starts and earns a lot of money.
但是赚的钱越多，在公司经营的方式上，两人的冲突就越来越大。
More money they earn, but there are more conflicts in the way they deal with the company.
后来两个人都哭哭啼啼来找我们夫妇。
So they quietly come to me and my wife.
我就提醒他们。
And I remind them.
我说当初我已经警告过你们，很少人合伙做生意不会伤害到友情的。
I warned you in the very beginning that the business partner always destroys the friendship.
然后今天他们两个人为了钱的事情，不只伤了友情，还伤了与神的关系。
That because of the business have hurt their friendship and also hurt their relationship with God.
我劝他们要有魄力，快刀斩乱麻。
And I ask them to kill it directly.
免得被这个生意把他们带往沉沦的道路。
So that they will not be dragged down to destruction because of this business.
感谢主的保守，其中一位姐妹先听了劝，放弃了那个公司。
Thank the Lord that one of the sisters decided to give up the company.
后来另外一位姐妹也把公司关掉。
And the other sister also closed down the company.
今天这两个人不止还在教会聚会，都还很认真。
And these two sisters not only in the church, and they are also very serious.
其中一位还成为了教会的师母。
And one of them became a wife of a pastor.
我们还认识另外一对姐妹是双胞胎。
And we also know another twins, a sister.
那这个姐姐本来跟妹妹在灵命上差不多。
The elder sisters have very similar spiritual growth with the younger sister.
但她在交男朋友的事情上做了一个神明明不喜悦的选择。
Because she made a decision that not pleasing to God when choosing her boyfriend.
这个事情就马上就影响了她与神的关系。
And this has affected her relationship with God.
之后她双胞胎的妹妹在灵命上成长不断有突破，成为很好的同工。
And the younger sister has made many breakthroughs in her spirit and become a very good co-worker in church.
而她自己从交了那位男朋友之后，不但没有长进，反而退步。
And the older sister has reset from her spiritual growth after meeting her boyfriend.
终于有一天，她意识到她必须回到神的面前。
And finally, she has sensed that she has to come back to God.
他就鼓起勇气，很有魄力的把那个关系做了一个完全的了断。
So very bravely, she terminated the relationship.
当然，要断掉一个多年的感情，绝对不容易，会有很不小的痛。
So this is very hurting to cut away from a relationship of many years.
但是不久之后，我们就看到他整个人开始有明显的改变。
But then we see a very clear change in her.
她后来也成为一位很好的同工。
And she become a family become a very good co-worker too.
是弟兄姐妹和朋友们。
Brothers and sisters.
让我们记得耶稣来到这个世界上的目的是让我们在基督里得丰盛的生命。
Let's remember the purpose of Jesus coming to this world is that we can have a life and the life to the fullest.
我们有机会听神的道，就是神把种子撒在我们身上。
We have a chance to listen to God's words is that God has sowed the seed on us.
这是神的恩典，是神给我们的机会。
This is God's grace and the opportunity that God has given us.
神的目的是要我们结出30倍、60倍、100倍的果子。
And His purpose is that we can multiply by 30, 60, or even 100 times.
在六月份，我们已经连续三次看过撒种的比喻。
In June, we have seen this parable for 3 times.
谈了三种会拦阻结果子的因素。
We'll talk about 3 reasons that can block our bearing fruit.
我们知道这些因素都客观的存在你我生活的环境当中。
We know that these factors really exist in our environment.
听了这些信息之后，我相信你知道有什么问题是你需要去面对。
After listening to these messages, I think you know what are the problems you need to face.
你也知道你自己是有一些选择。
And you know that you have the choices.
一切的关键就在于你的心智。
And all this depends on your mind.
你的态度。
Your attitude.
耶稣说，有耳可听的就应当听。
Jesus said, he who has ears to hear, let him hear.
今天你的选择是什么？
What is your choice today?
我们来唱一首诗歌。
Let's sing a song together.
中，我绝不厌倦。撒种之际，我也不怕累。困境中也绝不倒退，能力埋藏在心里，我已与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是耶稣基督活在我心里，在基督里结果和死败北。 When I race, I'll run till the end. I'll do my best to plan every step. In tough times, I will still press on.There's a mighty power in my heart. I've been crucified with Christ my Lord, and now my old self no longer lives. But Christ lives in me, and I live in Him.A hundredfold of fruit in Christ I bear. 赛跑中我绝不厌倦，撒种之际我也不怕累，困境中也绝不倒退，能力埋藏在心里，我已与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是耶稣基督活在我心里，在基督里结果和死败北，
我已与基督同钉十字架，
我已与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是耶稣基督活在我心里，在基督里结果和自白，
我已与基督同定十架，
我已与基督同定十架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是耶稣基督活在我心里，在基督里结果和自白，
在基督里，
在基督里结果和自白悲。
我们从祷告，亲爱的主，求你把渴慕的心赐给我们。
Dear Lord, we ask you to give us a yearning heart.
让我们渴慕经历在耶稣基督里的丰盛。
That we'll hunger for the fullness in Jesus Christ.
让我们渴慕，让我们的生命成为一个多结果子的树。
So that our life can become a tree that bears much fruit.
让我们渴慕我们生命结出来的果实又甜美又丰盛。
That we hunger for the fruit that we bear is sweet.And is also glorious.
主啊，愿意这样的渴慕成为我们生活的动力。
Let this hunger become the strength in our life.
当我们遇到一些事情要来拦住我们的时候，我们就有魄力来调整。
So that there are things that will block our progress, we'll have the courage to stop them.
让我们的一生能够向下扎根，向上结果。
So our life can root down and grow up to bear fruit.
主啊，愿你来祝福我们当中每一位慕道的朋友。
And Lord, we ask you to bless our speakers among us.
让他们是打开他们的心门
，so that they can open their hearts.
毫不保留的
欢迎你进到他们生命中。
That they will welcome you to their lives without reservation.
让他们心像你是就像最柔软、最柔软的好土。
That their heart to be the very soft and sweet soil.
完全允许你在他们的心田当中来耕耘。
Allowing you to work on their hearts.
所以我们也求你祝福我们在座每一位弟兄姐妹。
And Lord, we also ask you to bless every brother and sister here.
让我们与你保持一个亲密的关系。
That we can keep a close relationship with you.
让我们总是紧紧地抓住你。
That we can hold on to you very tightly.
让我们总是愿意谦卑地降服在你面前。
That we are willing to humbly surrender ourselves to you.
好让不论有什么事情有什么拦阻的东西出现在我们生活当中我们就让主很快地帮我们出去
so that if there are things that will choke our life we'll allow the Lord to get rid of it
所以我们谢谢你让我们有听福音的机会
Lord we thank you for us to have the opportunity to listen to the gospel
主谢谢你赐给我们你宝贵的话语
we thank you for your word
求主让我们珍惜你的话语珍惜这些机会
That will cherish your words and these opportunities
听我们的祷告
Listen to our prayers
奉主耶稣基督的名
In Jesus Christ's name Amen
谢谢徐牧师的信息
We thank the pastor for his passage
现在是欢迎和报告的时间
Welcome and announcement time
如果您是第一次来到我们教会参加崇拜请您站起来让我们大家能认识您
If it's your first time to come to our church please stand up and introduce yourself so that we can know you
看见我们今天没有新来的朋友都是老朋友
Seems that we only have old friends today
那就请你向你前后的弟兄姐妹和朋友问安
Please have greetings to the brothers and sisters beside you
我们翻开今天的周报你会看到我们现在是报告事项
Let's open up your bulletins and read the announcement
真爱一生婚姻与家庭夏令会在7月4号到6号在宾州举行
There's a Love Forever Conference in DeSalle University from July 4th to 6th
去年我们有11个家庭参加
Last year we had 11 families to go
今年仍有三四个家庭是去年去过的仍愿意再次参加
There are 3 or 4 more families that have gone last year they're still willing to go this year
它没有严格的截止报名的日期所以如果你有兴趣依然可以报名
There's not a strict deadline so if you're interested please still register
下面是我们现在开始已经为迎新在做准备
We are now start preparing for the newcomers new students
你能看到今天的夹页
If you see today's insert
这是为新生需要交通和短期住宿的帮忙的一个问卷
This is a survey for the help in the transportation and lodging for the new students
如果你能够帮忙请你填写问卷然后交给招待
If you can help please fill up the survey and give to the ushers
我们负责这项事情的同工是杨正景弟兄。
Brother 正景 will be the brother who is responsible for this matter.
你也可以直接跟他联系。
You can also talk to him directly.
请大家按能力与爱心来参加同工。
That you can do according to your capability.
还有是我们教会现在依然在找牧师助理。
At the same time, we're still looking for a new pastor assistant.
对从我个人而言我在做这个位置的感受是越做越觉得被神所喜爱
from my very own experience that the more I do in this job the more I feel God pleases me
我的收获非常非常的多
I have gained a lot
也越做越感受到在神的家庭里真的是爱是彼此相爱是彼此扶持
and I really feel that a love that we cultivate each other, whenever I have the service.
如果你有心愿意参加，愿意来做这份工作，请跟长老和牧师联系。
If you're willing to participate in this ministry, please contact either our pastor or our elders.
Yeah. 下面还有一个就是请弟兄姐妹注意，尤其是在你有机会做逐日学的老师和 helper 的时候，当你离开教室和房子的时候，留心。注意门窗的要关好。
Please do remember the last to leave. Please notice the windows and doors. Make sure that they are tightly closed after you leave.
下面我们有一个补充报告的事项。
The supplemental announcement.
由我们的行政执事弟兄姐妹。
Our deacons of administration.
我等了很久，要芝麻开门给大家看东西。
I wait for a long time.To say open sesame.
看那个教会到底有多少事情是你可能想到可能没想到的。
There are many things in this church that you may have noticed or not.
我很高兴那个 youth 也在我们中间，对吧？
I'm very happy that the youth has been among us.
记得我们唱的诗歌说，将最好的献恩主，献你青春的力量。
The hymn says that give off your best to the master and give all your youth.
在第二节的第四行也说了，要你要甘心乐意侍奉主。
Giving your heart, adoration, give your best to the Lord.
好，这是教会的事工那个行政上面可能会包含的事情哈。
These are the things to be included in the church administration.
第一个是属于教会的房屋建筑。
House repair.
House structure.
House structure.
Okay, 第二个是属于我们的设备物品管理。好，第二个是房屋设备维修哈。第三个是设备物品管理，第四个是物资供应更换，第五个是事工文件的建档，第六个是崇拜组的物资的维管，最后一个是可以麻烦招待帮我把灯关一下，谢谢。最后一个是办公室，教会办公室的物资维管。那紫色我画紫用紫色的表示说，其实现在同工建华还有正景还有牧师助理都在这方面做了很多，那做行政执事需要跟他们配搭很多事情。好，我下面那个黄色写字大概就是行政，可能还有很多没有想到的哈。那我们来看一下。好，就教会的关于建筑的话，有包括外墙、门窗、屋顶、照明、窗帘、各式维修。目前正在处理的就是教会的那个十字架的那个避雷针，是否？好，所以你想想看，这些事情好啊。我们看下一个，关于教会的房屋的设备维修，包括水工、电工、冷热器、门窗、照明、警报系统。安全设备、社区整体，如果我们的草很乱的话，别人可能会埋怨我们教会。这个灯，你来聚会从来没看过灯泡是不亮的哈，这需要有人管理。好，关于设备物品的管理，好，包括要除草铲雪，要资源回收，要废物处理。就说大家捐来给教会的东西，其实捐完之后会发现是坏掉的，那就要处理。然后垃圾清洁、图书文具。还有厨房的设备，有电锅坏了的话需要买一个哈，那些餐盘，清扫用具，扫把、拖把、水桶哈，如果这个水桶坏了、臭了、脏了，我们要撤掉。设备的厕所的设备，急救箱，还有家具，譬如说椅子、柜子或者书架，家电，什么我们的受洗用的吹风机，或者是说教会如果倒水的这些东西啊。还有地毯，七月份的时候教会要洗地毯，好，窗帘跟钢琴。 好，在下面一点看关于教会物资供应更换。如果我们来教会去洗手间，我想希望你没有发生过，就是在洗手间的时候发现卫生纸没了。当你可以发现卫生纸每次都有的时候，感谢主，有很多弟兄姐妹其实他们在做后头医药要更换哈，要 fulfill， 包括我们所有的这个吃饭用的杯盘碗筷纸、吸尘器的袋子，你我们吸的很辛苦，不过要有人换袋子，要不然你会吸的很痛苦。好，清洁消耗品哈，我们卫生纸、我们的擦手纸，在洗手液、洗碗巾、滤水器，在厨房的时候，你开水的时候可以直接透过过滤的时候喝的水，那个滤水器是要定时更换的，垃圾袋需要买，还有垃圾条。好，庄静最近很辛苦，因为教会垃圾比较多，所以那个垃圾条用的很多。好，文具，每次招待的时候请大家填写东西的用的时候，铅笔都要有人削，好，放在那边。然后周日的午餐是一个很多弟兄姐妹中人竞争帮忙看米够不够，然后联络这些餐厅的事情，还有米。好，最后是事工文件建档，就是很多有事工，譬如说我们的房屋建档、校友的资料、会友的档案、会议记录、事工史料，这些事工包括青少年事工、主日学事工、finance pressure 等等。好，这个建档之后可以帮助同工来看说以前教会的需要跟现在，还有资源的存档，比如说我要跟谁联络说来教会除草跟残雪，还有电话的存档。最后看崇拜组的物资管理，好，视听设备、音响设备、媒体设备，像这个 PowerPoint 翻译机，如果有外国朋友来的时候我们有立即翻译机哈，诗歌本的使用、圣经的保存跟使用、纸跟笔，还有圣餐的我们的杯是消耗品，还有我们的这些葡萄汁。最后就是关于办公室，教会办公室的资源维管，就是说回收垃圾，就是印周报、好电脑、印表机、打印机、打印纸跟这些文具。好，这些就是执政。所以知道说在神的家中啊，这个叫做行政，也可以说是总务，就是好像很多一般的事情，也可以是杂物哈，你不知道怎么样，也可以说务好，你反而想到不知道怎么办，大概每件事情因为做太多会所以会有失误啊，对啊，或者是说有时候你忘记了，像昨天早上晨祷完我就忘记把窗户关了哈，也可能失误发现你自己那个失职了，所以最后的务就是务必需要你。我们需要弟兄姐妹的参与，我们需要一个甘心乐意的你来参与教会的施工。那我想我们都是在神家中做主人，不是客人。
Oh, sorry.
Then we are all the master for this church. Together is the master.
如果你被请客去吃饭，我想通常那个对方的主人不会要求客人洗碗。
If you ask to be a guest to other families, that you are usually not being asked to wash dishes.
如果你在家里吃完饭后需要有人洗碗。
But if you eat at home, somebody has to do the dishes.
你去 Target 上他们的厕所的时候，上完你就出来了。
If you go to the toilet in Target, you just go.
如果你在家里使用你的厕所，不会上完就出来，这一天一天的使用，你还会要打扫清洁的时候。
If you're at home, you also have to clean it.
你去餐厅吃饭后，吃完后摸摸嘴巴就走了。
You go to a restaurant and you wipe your mouth and you can leave.
试试看，如果你在家里吃饭，每一个人都吃完就走了，看看你家会发生什么事情。
If you do this at home, you should see what happens.
需要有人善后，需要有人预备，需要有人打理。
Somebody have to prepare, somebody have to clean up.
你去旅馆住宿参加会议的时候，会议完之后你就 check out 就走了。
If you go to a hotel, you can check out and leave.
如果你在家里今天有一个 meeting 有一个 fellowship 的话， meeting 完之后大家都走，我们看看会发生什么事情。
If there's a meeting or a fellowship, if everybody just leaves like that, there will be you can see what happens.
如果你去旅馆住一夜住两夜，住完之后你就 check out 走了。
You leave the hotel one or two nights and then you check out and leave.
如果 youth 还有我们的 brother and sister 就是弟兄姐妹，如果你有机会在教会过夜，有特别的聚会的时候，我们也没办法，醒来就走哈。
If you have a retreat at the church, you cannot just wake up and leave.
所以教会是真理的柱石。
The church is the pillar of truth.
是为了传福音使人得救彼此建造。
And we adhere to pass on the gospel and cultivate the brothers and sisters.
所以行政表面看来绝不是唯一的事工。
Administration is not the only task in the church.
也不会是最重要的事工。
And it's not the most important ministry in the church either.
如果没有人就没有事情。
But if there's no people, there's no matters.
有人就有事。
People come with matters.
人少事轻。
If there are very few people, very few matters.
人多事重。
Lots of people, lots of matters.
所以行政可以显出我们如何爱教会，如何爱人，如何建造人。
So administration really show our love to people and how we cultivate people.
念两段经文，哥林多前书十二章第一节、第七节跟第十二节。
I'll read the two passages, First Corinthians chapter 12.
弟兄们，论到属灵的恩赐，我不愿意你们不明白。圣灵显在个人身上是叫人得益处，就如身子是一个，却有许多肢体，而且肢体虽多，仍是一个身子。
Now the spiritual gifts, brothers, I do not want you to be ignorant. There are different kinds of gifts for the same spirit, there are different kinds of service, for the same Lord.
我在几年前念个民数记的时候非常感动，因为那是一本我想要挑战我自己最讨厌念的一本书，民数记。
When I reading the Bibles and when I come to the book of Numbers, this is a very challenging book for me because this is used to a book that I dislike the most.
但是我很惊讶，当我念到第四章四十六节的时候。
But I was surprised when I read until 4:46.
凡被属的利未人，就是摩西、亚伦并以色列的众首领，照着家世宗族所属点的，从三十岁直到五十岁，凡前来任职在会幕里做台务之工的，共有8580名。
So Moses, Aaron, and the leaders of the Israelites counted all the Levites by their clans and families.All the men from 30 to 50 years of age who came to do the work of serving and carrying the tent of meeting, number 8,580.
所以在后面神却说这些是他的圣工。
And but the Lord at the end say this is the his ministry.
他们就是把洗濯盆、洗涤盆搬来擦关，很多东西这样子搬来擦来放好。
And their job is to move things around and clean the things used in theIn the temple, in the tent of meeting.
谢谢几年来许多弟兄姐妹的摆上。
We thank the brothers and sisters for all their many years of service.
所以我很希望按着神给你的恩赐，按着神给你的能力，你可以细心的祷告。当你自己有愿意的心，或当同工向你发出邀请的时候，你可以回应上帝对你的爱，在神的家中一起来管理。
So we ask brothers and sisters to consider carefully, and when you are asked to perform some duties, you can do so according to God's love.
包括我们的青少年。
Including our youth.
谢谢。
Thank you.
Thank you, 芷英姐妹。
Thank you.
让我们大家积极回应她的邀请。
So we'll respond to her invitation.
Bye.下面请起立，我们唱三
音颂。That stands for doxology.
May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, the fellowship and guidance of the Holy Spirit be with you all forever and ever. 愿我主耶稣基督的恩惠、天父上帝的慈爱、圣灵的感动、交通与引导，与你们众人同在，直到永永远远。阿门。请坐。
Please be seated.
我们现在为午餐来做一个示范祷告。
Let's say grace for our lunch.
创造
创造天地赏赐万物给我们的天父
Lord who created all the heavens and earth
我们诚心颂赞您的恩典
We really praise you from the bottom of our heart
您用真理喂养我们的灵魂也赐下日用的饮食养活我们的肉体
You use the truth to feed our heart and you give us meals to feed our body
请您洁净楼下的饭食也保守我们交通的时间
It cleans the food downstairs and we also protect our time of communication
也纪念迦南团契今天的服事
And we also remember the service by the fellowship canon
以上祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名求
We pray this in Jesus' name
Amen 默祷后请散会
You can be dismissed after silent meditation